Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mulinja lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya.
And how is your lives?
Enda kusaba oyongere omboleze ku mugandawo.
I'm going to request you move, greet your brethren.
Mwana wa kitaffe Katonda.
The child of the Father God.
Mwagalize birungi.
Wish them the good things.
Ebive eri Katonda kitaffe.
Which come from God the Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Kama kiwandikidwa mu Yokana.
As it's written in the John chapter 16, in the verses 12 up to 15, that the Holy Spirit gets from that of Christ Jesus, for what is of Christ of the Father, and He gives us, and reveals us what is to come. So even today, He moves on reveal to us the Spirit of the Lord, and He fulfills promises in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting from verse 9 up to 11, that those were built to by the Spirit of God. For the Spirit searches of all, even the deep things of God. Those are what God prepared for us who love Him. So even today, we want to move on with the light of the Word of God that it moves on revealed to us all those in the heavens and earth, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus much. I'm by name and voice
Ronald Hope Witness,
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and to move on reach onto you part 3 C2 of God's plan of fighting against Satan's devices that He has made for the whole world from the year 2019 to reaching the year 2022. Praise Jesus much. So we want to move on with our third part. Part 3 C2. Praise Jesus much. And it's under the heading saying, why the coronavirus
COVID-19
is called COVID-19, yet it was activated in the year 2020. Praise Jesus much. We've come revealed too much. And we base in the scripture in Jeremiah chapter 52 verses 12 up to 13, where He reveals us the mystery of the 19th year. And it tells us in that year it's ever been used by kingdom of Satan based in the Babylonian kingdom, which was led by Nebuchadnezzar attacking the house of God, the people of God, even to burn cities with fire. Praise Jesus
Christ.
And under that heading we revealed to you three mysterious things which happened in the year 2019. They are to bring changes in the entire world to reaching the coming back of our Lord Jesus, even the end of the earth. Praise Jesus much. And in those three things,
is whether
is why you should know
why in the year
2019 on the date of 2nd in the month of September, God moved on command evangelist Benny Hinn to repent for preaching material gain gospel and to selling of miracles, and they moved on leave the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. Something which caused many curses happen on the world
for
another false gospel,
and
even the curse of COVID-19 where it gained authority and much power on the entire world. According to Galatians chapter 1 from verses 6 to preaching verse
8,
praise Jesus much. So on the second thing, on those which happened in the year 2019, on the date of
13,
in the month of October, God envisioned the evangelist Benny Hinn, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth. Praise Jesus much. And the Holy Spirit, it is to begin that work right from here in nation Uganda. By the time we reach year 2022, that revival led by the Holy Spirit would have reached the whole world. Because the Holy Spirit created all things in heavens and earth, even to renewing them is the one who does that. According to those in Psalms 104, verse 30, when he speaks, he sends his spirit they are created, and he renews the face of the earth. Now for evil works coming from
COVID-19
to turn upside down all things, those which are still stood, so that revival has to happen. That's the reason why when we speak of the third thing which happened in the year 2019, we need to know why the coronavirus was called COVID-19. It was activated in the year 2020. According to the vision God gave us here in the Ministry of Knowledge of God,
on
the date of 31st December in the year 2019, when he told us that the year 2020 we are entering in, it's not a joking year. And it's never been under the sun. And he moved on to say that in that year, Satan was to launch in it his most evil extreme works under the sun, where there is sickness more fatal than HIV. Praise Jesus
much.
So those three things which happened in the world in the year 2019, they are to bring changes in the whole world to reach the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. We are still moving on to look to this third thing. Why the coronavirus
is
called COVID-19, yet it was activated in the year 2020.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We've seen many things, and we remember, that in part 3A,
twagenda mu maaso netulaba amakulu g'ekigambo 19
we moved on we saw the meaning of the word 19
okuva mu kigambo kiri covid 19
right from the word covid 19
yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise jesus
much batugamba nti ekigambo ekyo 19
and they told us that word 19
kikwese amakulu mangi nnyo
hidden many meanings
aga covid 19
of covid 19
yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise jesus much
kikwese amakulu mangi nnyo
hidden many meanings
obache twita having fundamental importance
it's having much fundamental importance
amakuru manji nyaga covid 19
having many fundamental importance of covid 19
nokulaga omulimu gwa satani okusembayo
even indicating satan's last work
erogu kyasinzo obugazi
in the largest
kunsi munsi yonna
the whole world
yes yebazibwe
praise jesus man
rich gambe cho 19
in that word 19
atwachi nyoka mu bible
if we could explain of it in the bible
achigena masu no nokakasa
and it moves on to
pro
that number
ikuzisibwa okulaga obunji
it is used to indicate quantity
timuli mwe bintu binje bigendeddo okukolebwa
that within it are many things intended to be done
yes yebazibwe nyo
Jesus man
era mu part ya feyo 3a yasuka
in our part 3a
twagena mas ntulaba
we moved on we saw
amakuru ge kigambo teen
the meaning of the word teen
okuva mu kigambo 19
from the word 19
ekikuwa ekitekeddwa ku covid 19
which is put on the covid 19
ekyuno nacho
now that one too
kigambo 10
the word 10
ngachibi kulira dala target
and it reveals the targets
ezaba satan
the targets of the devil
kulira mukauka ka covid 19
as they pass through the virus of covid 19
okweto olensi yonna
throughout the entire world
muri ekisoko okulumia
where the first target is to cause grief
ekiddako mitawana
the next is trouble
okuleta obuchayi
to cause hatred
okubunya abunya
to afflict
no kuteka obuvune ku bantu
to put injury on people
okunyiza
to become angry and cause anger
okusenda senda
to be provoked
awamu no kuleta naku
even to bring distress
mubana baba ntukunsi
children of men on the earth
mpozi no kuzinga ko
even to hate
era ukitetea okwetolola ensi yonna
or to enclose the entire world
ukujiwamba
to capture it
ukujizingako
to face it and enclose it
yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
so bwetwa maliriza
so when we finish
netuolekera ate ekitundu cha fecho kusatubi
we move on to our third part 3b
netugenda netulaba amakuru ge kigambo 9
and when we saw the meaning of the word 9
okuva mweche chimanyeddwa nga 19
from that known as 19
over a number 19
or the number 19
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus
era nga number no 9
in this number 9
egena maso nokulaga wamu nokuoleka
moves on to show and to reveal
engeri covid 19 giyakolebwa
how covid 19 was made
obonero bwe
its signs
awamo ne symptoms
even the symptoms
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
natwa funa ekyo kulabirako
we got an example
nge ekigambo nti a playing card with 9 pips
that it's a playing card with 9 pips
etunyonyoka ekigambo pip kino kitegeeza
could explain the word pip what it means
nga kitegeeza
and it means
endwadde ekwatagana nokussa
it is any virus respiratory disease
okuva mbinyonyi
coming from birds
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
eranga abasinga kumwe mwawulirako
and most of you heard of
bisimanyi yakolebwa mbinyonyi nga
that it was made from birds like the bats
kino ekigunde ekiwundo
the bats
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
kirwadde yonga ekwatagana ku byakusa
in that sickness relates to breathing
so nayinga ebyame byakwikibwa mu kigambo 9
but the secrets were hidden in the word 9
wagami wantu okusingira ddala
we were told especially
nabimanyiddwa nga infectious colonizer
known as infectious colonizer
nayinga bwetwanyonyolwa ekigambo ekyo
but we could explain of that word
ddala infectious
mostly what infectious
kwatagana endwa ezitambuzibwa okuva ku muntu okudda ku muntu omulala
an illness transmitted from one person to another
nga zisinzira kukusha kuno
usually passing through air breathed
yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
ntunyonyoka ekigambo kiraranga colonizer
got explained of another word colonizer
nga kinyonyola anti endwadde eyo
it means explains that sickness
evira ko obutasa bulungi
it causes a person like not breathe well
kugamanga bikwatagana okuzimba mu ufune bizimba munyindo
concerns inflammation of the mucous membrane
olumu okusingira ddala
mostly
gabireta
They cause much running nose. Even nasal congestion or no breathing. And loss of smell.
So if you're not possible,
all those be able to see them in part B.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Right from the word 9, what it means.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So after those, we move to our part 3C1. And we move on to see the
number one.
Meaning of the word 1 or number 1. From the word known as 19.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. From that word, known as 19 or the number
19.
And they showed us that number
1
is used as the secret code of the devils to fight against the one who is the first.
Nasoka.
And the first, he is God. And the path through evil powers mixed in the 5G networks,
6G networks,
6G networks,
7G networks,
7G networks,
8G networks,
8G networks, and above.
God
many things basic in the Holy Scriptures which move on to any of those.
Number one.
The meaning of the number one.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. From that word 19,
number 19.
So we moved on to see many things.
And
we told that number one is a number which has no predecessor. It's the number in the order large of numbers. Which has no predecessor. Usually known. Usually called the first. Or number one.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
But we were able to discover many things in the Holy Scriptures. And we knew that the first one is God. He is the first and the last.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
When you look that word in the dictionary,
number one,
the meaning of the number one, under there is a number, what
say?
That religious people usually say God is one. They even indicated to prove you motives of these men, the devils. Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, they moved on to connive with evil mankind to make the sickness of coronavirus
an
intention of capturing the whole world to put it under the hands of Satan after tormenting the people who are within it. Praise Jesus much. But they said that what we've used the number one in the ordinality of numbers, it's a number which has no predecessor. They single out that word ordinality and explain it saying it's a state or position of things being in order. But we understood about God alone.
He
is the God of order.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
According
to that, we had 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 33. And the verse 40.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But when
you
reach this word predecessor, we understood the meaning of it. That word means a person, one who preceded another. A person who can get in the position of the other. Or in the office of the other. And we were told that the office of God, you cannot put a predecessor in it. But in the mystery of Satan and his demons, they are the fallen angels. who are known as the aliens or the green man. That word one was used
with the
intention of putting another person in the position of God in the name of Satan, that he will be proclaimed to be God.
So COVID-19
is taking us there. And we heard that Satan, he was the first who desired to sit in the throne of God. According to that in Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 up to 14, when he said he will sit in the throne of the Most High, he will be like the Most High. So they hid these things
in
the sickness of COVID-19, that the mission ends up when they are into that. Praise Jesus much. The mission of COVID-19 virus,
COVID-19 vaccine,
ID 2020, those you hear ID 2020
or
ID 2021, praise Jesus much. So Satan from all, when you read Ezekiel chapter 28 from verses
1 to 4,
he desired to sit on the throne of God, and he reached to say himself his throne is like that of God. Put it under in the hearts of the sea.
But
God explained that that Satan, according to Ezekiel chapter 28, from up to 15, he was an anointed cherubim. And he was once in the Garden of Eden. When he was in the garden, he loved most to front man to see what could happen
here.
And in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, he told man to go eat of the tree that he can become God. He usually fronts man. That's why even on time, when he passes through virus, the extension of COVID-19 vaccines,
ID 2020 and ID 2021,
still we hear there is a man going to put in place and announce to be God. This is not been done the first time he's ever done it in the garden. He put us and we beaten. And people who have been deceived by the devils, the fallen angels,
the aliens,
the green man, and they connive with them to make these sicknesses and these vaccines. Them Satan targets a plot that are going to become gods of this world. For among them is going to choose out one who is going to be enthroned and is announced to be God. But we are told the coming of him is in the working of Satan. According to that, we had Daniel chapter 11, verses 36 up to 37. God explained most in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. That the coming of him, to be announced as God on this world,
is
in the working of Satan,
in
the many miracles, lying, for
itself,
in the working of Satan with all powers. That many powers you hear of,
they are
hidden under the 5G,
6G,
6G,
7G,
7G,
8G networks,
and above. And there has to be different signs those powers will be doing. For example, making like robots, and they're like human beings in serving, making cyborgs, to build you a memory, a person. And as if they have restored him back to life, where there are terminators, fallen angels have been made bodies for. Praise Jesus much. Where there is put a phone within your body, just hearing ring and you press your thumb and you get it.
Ask belying
miracles and the signs.
Things
began to be implemented long back. But they all end up take us in that called New World Order. According to that in Revelation 17, verses 12, to reach in the verse 13, where kings of the world are going to agree hand over their kingdoms to the kingdom of Satan, that known as kingdom of the beast. And they will all have one mind. That one mind says, hidden in the word New World Order. Now to take away order by which all things have been moving by, and the laws by which they have been moving, to put in place a new order. And in that new order,
there is one world government.
We call one world government. There's one world government.
One world religion.
One world religion.
One world economy.
One world economy. Now those, they are the targets which COVID-19 is up to. For we told you, the word nine, what it means, to enclose the entire world. When it's in their grip, they've made it into one thing in their evil acts.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
those things were begun of old.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So in part 3C2, we want to move on to see the second meaning of the word predecessor.
Basitani,
in which the devils want to use evil powers of 5G,
6G,
6G,
7G,
7G,
8G networks,
8G networks,
n'okudda waguru,
and above,
mukulwanyisa,
to fight,
awamu n'okulipulesinga amaanyi ga Katonda agayita mu mutukuvu,
and to replace the power of God which passes through the Holy Spirit, which created the world, which has upheld it, and which governs and runs this earth. If you look to the second part, or the second meaning of the word predecessor, which we got right from the number one, is in the word COVID-19.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we have been told that the second meaning of this word is what the devils want to use. To use their powers of darkness, passing through 5G networks, 6G networks, 7G networks,
8G
networks, into fighting and to replace the powers of God passing through the Holy Spirit, which created this earth, which upholds it, together to running and governing it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And when you look to this meaning, when you put it in your dictionary, they say
predecessor,
that a predecessor
is a model,
is a model,
or type of machine,
or type of machinery,
or device
which proceeds the current one, which proceeds the current one,
used to describe an earlier or outdated mode.
Era nga kikozesebwa nnyo okutegeeza ekintu ekyaliwo naye ne kiggwa ku mulembe.
Kati bo,
now them,
balina masini mumula baziwanika.
They have machines, you see them raise them in mast,
emirongooti,
telephone masts,
emirongooti ja 5G, 6G
masts,
7G networks,
5, 6, 7G networks,
7, 8G networks,
8G networks,
nendala,
and the others.
But we're
going to show you there have ever been mazed, even ropes by which the earth was stretched, where it has been based to be governed and run ever since it was created. But they said they have to replace And those of God are outdated. They want theirs which are going to work these days to capture the world. Now they take them as machines governing around this world. Now they say those are outdated. Let them raise up their mace. Let them too can run this world. Praise Jesus. That them too can run and govern this world. That is why you see Bible began to tell us 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 7 to 9 and it tells us that the one going to be sat in the throne and in the position of God is shown in the world to be God
is
in the working of Satan with all power evil powers. Even signs and lying wonders. Let be read and we hear. Second Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse
7.
For the mystery of lawlessness does already work.
Wabula choka nti wabula choka ziiza kakano okutusa lwali jibwawo.
Only he now who restrains will do so until he will be taken out of the way.
Yes.
This mystery of lawlessness, it has come working. But
there's
one who's been restraining.
The
one who's restrained them is the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit was the one
who
set heaven and earth were created. Even to renewing it is the one who has come doing it. Him is the one they are fighting with and the one who put him out of the way. And they
wrote
everything they want and no one helps. That's what they have told you. The mystery of lawlessness up to now has been working.
Until
one who restrains will be taken out of the way, then it will manifest. The one restraining is one spoken of Psalms 104:30. The Spirit of Truth. Whom Bible says, send the Spirit they are created. And he renews the face of the earth. He has been there convicting world of sin, righteousness and judgment. According to what is in John, chapter 16, from verse 5. To reaching verse 10.
If
they push him out of the human beings,
as
being on this time the way you see it, now they attack him at right his bases. At the four corners of the earth, where there are pillars upon which they stretch the ropes of this world, known as imaginary lines, where there is equator, longitudes and latitudes, if they hedge and lip less them,
with
powers of 5G, 6G,
7G networks,
7G networks.
And
they will announce officially the new God. You first finish Thessalonians, we hear.
2
Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 8. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the breath of his mouth, and he shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse
9.
Even him, the coming of him is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and lying wonders. Praise Jesus much. The coming of him is in the working of Satan with all evil powers. Much. Now you just hear 5G.
n'owulira 7G
networks,
7-8G network,
G networks,
ezo zonna
all those
bagenda bongera ku maanyi
gakizikiza
kubanga balina kuba balina sooka bajjewo.
For there is one the target to first put out of the way,
abadde addukanya ensi eno,
who's been running this world,
omwoyo w'amazima,
the spirit of truth,
eyatumibwa n'ebitondebwa,
who was sent there, we are created,
era nga yabadde mu kuzzanga obuggya amaaso g'ensi oba ensi yonna,
one involved in renewing the face of the entire earth.
Kati okusinzira mu Yeremiya,
now according to Jeremiah
esuli ne abiri mwesatu
chapter 23
onyole 10
verse 10
awamu ne Efeso,
even Ephesians
esuli omukaga
chapter 6
onyole 12
verses 12
amaanyi gano
this
okula kwa Satan,
the working of Satan,
omanya amaanyi n'obubonero,
in the much power and the signs, in the lying wonders,
agateereddwa mu ekyo ekimanyiddwa nga 5G networks,
in the so-called 5G networks,
6G networks,
6G network,
7G
network, 7G network,
n'okudda waggulu,
and above,
bobasubira nti gano gibongera okusimba emirongooti gino,
expect the more they raise more mast,
bagenda tuka ekiseera nga bazinzeeko bamalayika abana abali ku nsonda ennyezi ensi,
they are going to reach and they have hedged and closed the four angels and the four corners of the earth,
empagi oba zetumanyi nga pire ezensi,
the pillars of this earth,
omoyo mutukuvu yalegera emiguwa egibadde giddukanya ensi eno,
upon which the Holy Spirit stretched lines which have been running this world,
nga zemuwulira zi equator n'ebirala,
like the equator and the others,
zirongitude latitude,
longitude and latitude,
yesu yebatibwe,
praise Jesus much,
akati mulowooza nti maanyi malungi agali mu networks zino,
think that it's good power which is in these networks,
okubaleza asuka 4G network.
Ever since they moved beyond 4G network,
the fourth generation network,
the fourth generation network,
netuingira muyokutana,
and we entered the fifth generation,
yetobisemu amanyige chizikiza,
it is mixed the powers of darkness,
era binabiyogera ko Yeremiya 23:10 nga agamba bwa,
this is speaks of them Jeremiah 23:10 saying like this,
Yeremiya sura ya 23 n'olunyiriri olwe 10,
Jeremiah chapter 23 verses 10,
kubanga ensejjudde abenzi,
for the full of adulterers,
kubanga ensekungubaga olw'okulayira,
for because of the swearing of the land mourns,
amalundira ag'omuddongo gakaze,
the pleasant places of the wildlands are dried,
n'amagenda gaabwe mabi,
even their course is evil,
n'amaanyi gaabwe si malungi,
even their power is not good. Yes,
amaanyi agali mu bintu bino,
the power in these things,
jukira tuvudde eri mu COVID-19 virus.
Remember, we've come from COVID-19 virus.
The COVID-19 vaccine.
COVID-19 vaccine.
The ID 2021-2022.
ID 2021-2022.
Tuyingide kati mu networks.
Now we have entered into networks.
The 5G network.
The
6G network.
6G networks.
Tewali byuma bikolanga temuli mu manyi.
There are no machines which work when there is no power in them.
Yes, you have
praise Amen. Jesus much.
Na yamanya agatereddwa mu mulundi guno.
But the powers put in them this time.
Mirongoti ejo je basimbye wa mweyo.
In the midst they have planted in all places all over.
Unange mweto besimu amanyige chizikiziranga bagaongera level.
In them is mixed in powers of darkness and they upgrade them.
Chabwe.
And their intention.
Kurwanisa amanya ago moyo mutukuvu.
Is to fight power of the Holy Spirit.
Agatondesi.
Which created this earth.
Agajiwaniride.
Which has upheld it.
Iragajidukanya.
Which runs it.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga manya ago bagambe simaruji.
And those power they have said they are not good.
Omuntu.
Now a human being.
No butondo obulimu.
And the creations in this world.
Bolekeddo olutalo.
They are heading on to a great fight and war.
Nayenga olutalo not sirwa kulana mbili na musayi.
But this fight is not against flesh and blood.
Wabula tuolekeddo olutalo oluzibu.
But we head to a very hard fight.
Ngolutalo tuwanagana olwa amanyi gachizikiza.
And the fight we fight with is the powers of darkness.
Oluyise kati jukira zino zireya za 5G.
Remember now this raise of the 5G.
5G network, 6G network, and okunda waguru.
6G networks and above.
Omuntu zimuyita mbuyisi.
The rays pass through a human being.
Ziyita mbisenge.
They pass through walls.
Katuolekeddwa olutalo oluzibu olw'obulamu.
Head on to a great hard fight of life.
Olaba obadde ogenda mu X-ray.
See you were going in an X-ray.
Bw'ogigendamu emirundi mingi olwala kansa.
Go in it many times you get sick of cancer. Just X-ray.
Kati zino zijja kuba zikuyitamu z'obuyisi buli lunaku.
These rays will be passing through you every day.
Webuzibu bwetuolekedde.
That's the problem we head on to.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yovula mbefese suri omukaga.
That's why in Ephesians chapter 6.
Onyewe 12.
Verse 12.
Twagambibwa bwetu.
We were told like this.
Abefese suri omukaga n'olunyiriri olwe 12.
Ephesians chapter 6 verses 12.
kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
wabula n'abamasaza,
but against principalities,
n'amaanyi,
powers,
n'abafuga ensi ab'omukizikiza kino,
against rulers of darkness of this world,
n'emyoyo egy'obubi,
and evil spirits,
n'obulogo bw'omu nsi y'omwoyo,
and the spiritual wickedness,
mu bifo ebyawaggulu,
in the heavenly places. Yes,
tetwanagamba na musayi,
we do not fight with flesh and blood,
naye n'abamasaza,
but with principalities,
abamasaza,
principalities,
n'abamaanyi abo,
those of the powers,
oburogo,
the spiritual wickedness, spiritual wickedness,
babutese muri gweche muita network
kakati, they have put them in that you call network now,
mumirongo otikati je basimba,
in the midst they are planting these days,
kitugendo fafagana choko ekulira obwongo nga soto kya bufuga.
What we're going to fight with is to fill your brains with no more control. It's no more flesh and blood now.
Soko demu mpona mpolo nyiri olo omuntu ategi.
Just repeat slowly that verse that people understand.
Abefese sura yomukaga nolu nyiriri olwe 12.
Ephesians chapter 6 verses 12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Wabula naba masaza.
Against principalities.
Na amanyi.
Against powers.
Ye, gena mpura.
You go slowly.
Simya mubiri na musayi kati.
It's not a fight of flesh and blood. Not.
Ogena kuda mukulwana na asiri.
You're no more going to fight with a mosquito.
Ndikati tuli kubulwadde bwachi bwa malaria.
The sickness of malaria.
Uva mu sirinsirize na mukumsaa.
Come from mosquito for they have blood within them.
Chogena ulwana nga eche chigendo kulwaza.
What are you going to fight with which is going to make you sick?
Echigendo kufura echi wemme.
Going to turn you into a monster.
Ogena kulwana gana COVID-19.
You're going to fight with COVID-19.
Virus.
Virus.
Kubanga ye tonda wendo adezaye
ndala. For it creates its other sicknesses.
Buli mtu kweingira mwe muleka mubu injury.
Every person that enters in leaves an injury in them.
Kina kulwanaga na COVID-19 vaccine.
You're going to fight with COVID-19 vaccine.
Langa bainzo jikukuba nayo kuchusa DNA
enable. Inject it you
and
turns your DNA, you turn into another creature, monster.
Ugena kulwanaga na ID 2021 nebira.
Going to fight with ID 2021.
Ugena kulwanaga.
You're going to fight with
Nezi 5 Guinea networks nokuda wabu.
Networks and above.
Kubanga uzigena kubazi kuita munda mugwe.
They're going to pass through the inside of you.
Ngabasu buru kulagira bibagala.
And they can command you to do what they want.
Kubabaganto utawono ruje mubiri betubaddemo.
That's why I told you take this fight from the others we've been into.
Yo kunangano mbina omusayi.
We're fighting with flesh and blood.
Yitoleke naba amasaza.
But we head on fight with principalities.
Satani.
The devils.
Emizimu.
The demons.
Ba malaika ababwa.
The fallen angels.
Abamanyidwa ngaba aliens.
And known as the aliens.
Obusajjo bwa green.
Of the green men.
Bebayisa abamanyi gano.
They are called these with powers.
Abamanyi gano agali mu 5.
Those with power.
Soma mpola mpola.
You read slowly.
Ese sura yomukaga nolu nyiriri olwe 12.
Ephesians chapter 6 verses 12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Wabula naba masaza.
But against principalities.
Na amanyi.
Against powers.
Na amanyi.
Against powers.
Ukatugwe bulijjo notawutonda lutuka mbulunji.
Now all along this war you had not reached into well.
Wanga lulie mizimu jibadde jiruwe kwatiramu ne tujigoba.
Before demons evolved themselves we
ngajijanga aba amanyi.
And they want to come as powers.
Kati amanyi bagatadde mu mirongo otijeba sima ya 5G6G network.
Uploaded powers in the midst they raise up 5G.
Ugena lwanagana amanyi, lwanagana amanyi.
Fight with powers.
Lwanagana mzimu, lwanagana amanyi.
Demons but with powers. Power.
Kulwanagana amanyi ulirenga totegera
bulungi. Fighting with powers if you don't understand where well.
Ukawa ntubwaya buveka ate buddeko.
You reach a place you will sort you don't understand and then you get back to sunny.
Kulwanagana amanyi kubera
u. You fight with leave.
Kuba amanyi angabadde nomu.
For powers which have been normal.
Ige omoyo mtu kuvuga yalegera ke miguwa jesi. Sijola bebadde judde lines.
The earth you see is full of imaginary lines.
Ngizeziriko okuduka amana go mu mtu bagaduka nyense
eno. Upon those held powers of the spirit which run this world.
Bali mukuriplacing line zezo.
Now they are replacing those lines.
Chovola bechigambe cho predecessor.
That's why you see that word predecessor.
Chiyekweseri mukodi yawe na one.
It's hidden in COVID-19. One in the word COVID-19.
Naye bonge bibaro babimanyi bulungi je bikoma.
But they know targets very well where they end.
Kuranagana baamanye
eta fighting with powers.
Abefeso isule yomukaga nolu nyiriri olwe 12.
Ephesians chapter 6 verses 12.
Ti n'amanyi
against powers
n'abafugensi abomukizikiza kino
against rulers of darkness of the world. Now where the problem is, you fight with principalities.
They are Satan.
They are the devils. The fallen angels. Known as the aliens.
Dead
men.
You'll
fight with powers.
Of darkness,
put in 5, 6 and above networks. If you fight with rulers of this world. Who connive with the devils. They are fellow human beings. You'll fight with, for they consented with devils do the things. The fourth fight. Ephesians 6 in the verse 12. Against spiritual wickedness. Spiritual wickedness. They are spoken a difference. And they bewitch you. But they bewitch you via the other powers. And you feel you want to sodomize. That's the desire you have.
And
they bewitch you, say, but I feel I'm desiring my fellow man. I feel I'm desiring my fellow woman. I want to sleep on an animal, cow. For the other powers, pass through the path through your walls, enter into your house. And they can control you, command you, do what they want. Ever happened in Genesis chapter 6. Every imagination the man's thought is wrong.
For
the one who put them in those people. We are going to need more the Holy Spirit. Lord, the five we confront a very hard fight. And yes, to first be put out of the way. The one who has been restraining them. Now they told you the other they are going to press machines. Now they think God has machines is hidden from them which run this world. For the earth they know it's circular, but the rhinos control it. Where are they?
What
we have to do, we've discovered they're called imaginary lines. We feel that there's a line passing here which controls the earth.
And
we have to make power which enclose, engulf it. The earth to be in our grip. In the hands of one put in place to be gods.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But they've told us of that they are still fighting with who restrains them.
Lord,
that we've had 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 7 to 8, that secret of lawlessness is there working up to now, till one restraints will be put taken out of the way. Now they know passing through powers of darkness. Put in the 5G networks, 6G networks, 7G networks, 8G networks, and above. They have to fight one who restrains the spirit of truth, they replace him. That they can replace holy power of God, which through Holy Spirit, which created this world, which has upheld it, and which run this world. If they show you images of 5G, how it rays pass through and encircle the world. You see, that fight is very intense. You know what who created heavens and earth is the Holy Spirit. According to Psalms 104 verse 30, he says this of those.
Zaburi esule yechikumi mwenya noru nyiriri oramakumi asatu.
Psalms 104 verse 30.
Otuma omwoyo gwo ne bitondebwa.
You send forth your spirit, they are created.
Era ofuula obuggya amaaso g'ettaka.
And you renew the face of the earth.
Kati bamanyi omwoyo omutukuvu yatumibwa.
How do you know the Holy Spirit was sent?
Ne bitondebwa.
And they were created.
Era bamanyi nti enseno okubanga ekipinga emere omuddo.
This earth to keep on grow grass.
Emere n'ebintu byonna.
Food and all things.
Ensulu zikola waliwo.
Animals are growing, there is one who is there. But if we are to rule over this world, he has to be put out of the way.
But
try to put him away and it's impossible, they say. Let's sleepless him. Now they are preparing to represent the first, to replace the first. To represent the first. And that is God. They are called one. Which is in the other word,
COVID-19.
Before they bless him, they have to first take away the one, his power. This is his power if they take him out of the way.
Let
be up there and his God we have taken over this world.
And
even God we have put in place another.
Even
the world we have changed, we are on a new order. Even laws, old seasons and times, we've changed them. Have you seen madness? Now they know it.
This
one who created this world, he spaced it, is up in the airspace. According to Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 to
3,
speaks this of those.
Hebrews chapter 1
from verses
2.
In these last days, he has spoken us to us through the Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he created all things. Verse
3.
Who being the brightness of his glory, and his express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. By him who created all things, and all things are upheld by the authority of his word. They know the earth is in space, and they know their powers upholding it up in the space. And they say, before we put in place our God, we present the Most High. We have to first replace this His power. The earth and the world be captured very well. That is the plot of COVID-19 where it is heading to. But what I know, Satan's devices, they always, they make them and they appear, but they don't fulfill what they have purposed them to fulfill. What you have to know, this planet Earth is spaced up in the space. To capture their plotting against it. How is it in the space? Those Job 26 spoke of it. Verse 7. That God put this earth in the space. But they say power upholding, we have to first capture it and replace it. Replacing the Holy Spirit is the target.
Job chapter 26
verse 7.
He
stretches out the north over the empty place and hangs the earth upon nothing. Yes. The earth is rotating in the space. This God, this man has his machines. Within it are powers which uphold this earth in the space. Now to capture it from him. The secret was put in the COVID-19. In that number one. And they know that it should not have a predecessor.
Kubanga one equals to first.
For one,
the first is God himself.
Era soka ye katonda ye nyene.
According to
definition
for
aid. Now the second definition same.
Bodily blessing,
they have to bring machines in place. That they firstly place the power of him before they put a predecessor in his position. All those are in the working of Satan. You just hear of COVID-19 virus. The targets within it are going to cause a lot of harm on this world till Christ will come back. Yes.
Bachimanyi,
they know it.
Ninewankubadde enseri awo mu bwengula.
Even though the earth is in the space.
Neteri wo lwamanyi na buyinza.
Not there by power neither by might.
Bachimanyi nti wo lwo moyo omutukufu.
They know there is the Holy Spirit.
Bafubo mwega nanti taliyo.
They try to deny he's not there.
Nengenda kulaga nti bachimanyi nti jali.
But I'm going to show you.
Era nebalwa na doku muri place.
They know he is there and they fought from old to replace him.
Kati wanu Zakaria sule kunyolo mukaga.
Now here in Zechariah 4 verse 6.
Bible yagamba bwete.
Bible says like this.
Zekaria esule yokuna.
Zechariah chapter 4 and the verse 6.
Naddamu n'angamba nti kino kye kigambo kya Mukama eri Zerubbabel.
Then he answered and spoke to me saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel.
Ngakyogera nti sirwa amanyi so sirwa buyinza na yirwa moyo gwange.
Saying, not by power neither by might but by my spirit. Yes. Earth is in the space and rotating there. They reached, discovered it's not by might.
It's
not by power. But that man has the spirit.
He
said, but we are going to make power. This is what is in the Ephesians 6 verse 12. We do not fight with flesh and blood, but with principalities, with powers. They say we're going to make powers. Power of darkness. And they fight with him that is a spirit. What they did, they came in the church. Satan through his powers of darkness. He began to fight the Holy Spirit. Even power of the Holy Spirit. Even to replace it. When he brought abomination, he began from the church. He began within church. And he replaced the Holy Spirit with the Holy Ghost. The fight came long back. In church, they made it slip long back. Yes.
Satan
in this is powers of darkness. Hidden behind 5G,
6G,
6G,
7G network,
7G networks, and the others. They began long back to fight and replace the Holy Spirit and his holy powers.
As
brought the abomination in the holy place. And they go where there is the Holy Spirit. And they put at the Holy Ghost. They beat long back. Calling the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. And you wonder. You started from Nazare. And ghost is a demon. Or the demon of the dead. God, when did he ever die? Oh, his word, Jesus. And he sent us his ghosts. Now they show even killing, they kill him long back. They are waiting to put a predecessor in his place. For even ghost is already here. Now those happened. But him as the Holy Spirit warned us of old.
Seven.
In the verse 4. And he says like this. Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 4. For if he that cometh preach a Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. You hear?
That
if you are given another Christ,
or
you are given another spirit,
it
means they are replacing us here. And you're given another gospel.
When
they reached church, you know what they first did? They first changed the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That gospel of salvation.
They
replaced it with material gain gospel
and
the selling of miracles. That's why God in plan of fighting all those.
It
began from evangelist Ben. He told him, go repent. Repent for the whole world for preaching the prosperity gospel instead of gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And the next change, they brought another spirit.
We
go to hear from America.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
To
hear God, the apostles changed him.
God.
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 And there is God.
God.
And God is a demon. Yes.
This
once began things long back, you are sleeping, wake up. The gospel was changed long back. That was of salvation. It's of the kingdom of God. In the righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. And they brought the material gain gospel. And they changed God. They brought God.
Applies God.
And you hear people, yeah, but we're God.
You,
when you speak God, do you die?
Praise God.
And you say, yeva siwe mukama.
Now,
even the spirit,
they
blessed him, they brought.
You know, the Holy Ghost said,
omuzima mutukufu kugambia.
Now, their
father is the Holy Spirit.
Placements
you see today,
they
began long back and they began from church.
This, they are
going to replace. And they replace power of Holy Spirit. On which best stretched the
prophets,
upheld it in the space.
They
first beat church and it could almost stand. Stand with the Holy Spirit. Took him even out of our mouth in divine
when
minds.
We are speaking, we speak, we pray for the Holy Ghost fire to come. We pray for the Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost is fire.
You think we ask Holy Spirit power? But remember, our Lord Jesus told us, when you will see the abomination sitting in the holy place, then you will know the end is there.
I
told you the existence of COVID-19
is
going to mess up the world to coming back of Jesus. Abominations have been set in the holy place. Instead of God,
they are
going to send a human being that is God. But the coming of him is in the working of Satan. Even much power. Powers of darkness. Those that have hidden behind 5G networks.
6G networks.
6G networks.
7G networks.
8G networks and above.
Kati byonna bali placinga bya muzizo mugena abo by'omuzizo mu kifo ekituufu.
All the place abomination, you're going to see abominations in the rightful positions.
Mu kifo ky'amaanyi agabadde wagaddukanya ensi nga waliwo malala.
Powers which have been running the world, there is going to appear another power. You first read Matthew, we see
24:15
up to 22.
Matthew
chapter 24 from verse
15.
When you therefore see the abomination of desolation,
Daniel nabbi kye yayogerako nga kiyimiridde mu kifo ekitukuvu,
that Daniel spoke of, stand in the holy place.
Asomamu ategere.
Whoever reads, let him understand.
Stand kutegera.
Begin to understand. When you see the abomination sitting in the place it's not meant to be in, and they have replaced. Just as you see the targets of COVID-19 in the mysteries hidden in it, they end up, when they have put in place another God,
COVID-19.
The mystery in the number one within the word COVID-19.
And the
other has been put away, they have put in place another.
Told
you, gospel was changed long back in the whole world. That of salvation, we left it.
It's
of the kingdom of God.
In
righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. And we preached the material gain gospel. In the service of miracles, we were meant to freely give, praying freely for people. We exchanged everything now. But those behind, they are the devils. Now the spirits, when
he
was exchanged with this power, they first targeted church, and they took away the Holy Spirit and replaced him with the Holy Ghost. We see power in the church is not clear.
It
beats people down, expose their privacy,
and
support, and you have to cover them.
See,
the spirit for God is of order.
That strikes
people fall down, throw their legs naked. Now where the fight draws to is here. Capturing the whole world. They had to replace power running this world. But the abomination Daniel spoke of, and here they have replaced power of the Holy Spirit which runs the earth. Prophet Daniel spoke this in Daniel 11 verse 30.
Danieli esule ye 11 n'olunyiriri wa 13.
Dan chapter 11 in the verse 30.
Kubanga ebyombo ebye Kitimu birijja okumulumba.
For the ships of Kitim shall come against him.
Chalivana kuwala aliddayo.
Therefore he shall be grieved and return.
Alisunguwalira endagaano entukuvu.
And rage against the holy covenant.
Alikola byaliagala.
So shall he do whatever he wants. He shall even return and show favor toward them that forsake the holy covenant. Verse 31. And forces shall appear on his part. And they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. It's the fortress. And they shall take away the daily sacrifice. And they shall set up the abomination that maketh desolation. They will set it up in the place of the Holy Spirit. Now when you see them raising up masts,
5G
networks and above, it is to target it to destroy. It is implanting them. It will be very hard for any flesh to be saved. Let's get back briefly in Matthew we hear. Matthew 24 and the verse 20.
Matayo 2 munya olunyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
Matthew 24 verses 22.
Ennaku ezo singate zasalibwako.
Except those days should be shortened.
Tewandirokose buli alina omubiri.
There should no flesh be saved. Yes.
Singate bazisalako.
If they don't shorten those days.
Okusinda kumanyige bali osimba kati.
According to powers they are planting now.
And jukira manyi bo bali nakola manyi.
For remember they have to make powers
age chizikiza.
More powers of darkness.
5G 6G network, 7G network.
6 and 7G networks.
Lord replacing omoyo omutukuvu.
That they can replace the Holy Spirit.
Yatonde isi era badazi ajizo
obujja. The world and who has been renewing it.
Okuita ku okuita mumpa jira ba malaika bana.
Through the pillars and the four angels.
Bali kunsonde nyeze
isi. On the four corners of this earth.
And
the ropes upon which the earth was stretched.
The longitude and latitude.
The longitude and latitude.
The
equator and the others.
And instead you delay
the earth is filled of many imaginary lines.
Upon which
Holy Spirit has run this world and is in it.
Then
two are planting mists to prove. Them to replace to control this world. Now you are just seeing mists, they're planting raisin everywhere. You think it's only peace? Not my brethren. All those are in the working of Satan. To capture world, take it from the hands of God. To put it in the hands of the devils. That they can set in place another God. All that targeted under COVID-19. Praise Jesus much. So in that word, the devils, they want to replace God's powers passing through the Holy Spirit, which is upholding this world, that which runs it, as they replace the four angels or the four pillars which are on the four corners of the earth upon which they stretch ropes
or
imaginary lines
where the
latitude and longitude
equator
on which the earth was stretched. Yes. As they pass through 5G networks,
6G networks,
6G networks,
7G
networks, 7G networks,
and
the many others. That's why when they raise up those mists,
but
since they raised up mists of 5G, and the fight struggle began in people. People bleeding, birds died.
For
powers which upheld us to walk and live and breathe, they have begun to slowly replace it. Praise Jesus much. Now, my brethren, where the journey is heading on to is there. But remember, this fight has ever been there and struck the whole world with floods in the era of Noah. And they had fought much with the Holy Spirit. That is why Ecclesiastes says, Ecclesiastes 3,
14
to 15.
Omubulizi esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekuminenya.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 14.
Manyinga buli katonda kyakola kinabanga kyaluberera.
I know that whatsoever God does it shall be forever.
Tewali kintu kiyinzika okukyongerwako.
Nothing can be added onto it.
Newankubadde okukisalibwako.
No anything taken from it.
Era katonda kyava kikola. Abantu balyoke batye mu maaso ge.
God does it that men should fear before him.
Olinyole 15.
Verses 15. Have you heard that word?
Katonda kintu kye yakola.
The thing which God did.
Tosobola kituulako tusakyongera.
You cannot reduce neither add on it.
Kati obuzibu.
Now the problem.
Benganga.
They are confronting.
Okulwanisa
to fight the four pillars of God. Four angels and the four corners of the earth. For which they stretched all lines which control this world.
longitude,
where there are latitudes and longitudes, equator and the others.
Now,
even in Uganda is that which passes Masaka site.
But if you reach
there, you don't physically see it, but it's there.
Now, nothing
powerful they're going to do.
What
is to harm those within the world, the planet Earth. They cannot take away these imaginary lines.
But they
have to replace us.
Just as you said,
let's cover this from within and the other comes outwards.
Remember,
if they cover it from within, those imaginary lines you see, upon which the Holy Spirit stretched this arm, they were put on the degrees, and they can't pass their powers and raise through you. Yet the power is there. If you want to test those powers, go at Masaka Road, where they said there is the equator passing. You get
corn,
you will see water rotate, go the opposite side. To show that power is existing there. But it does not harm any person. Now they want to cover, replace that power. Their power is what will be on to outwards
through 5G, 6G
networks and the others. Then you see how human beings will suffer, and any flesh to be saved, it will be hard.
That's
why they already began. Those experiences already began, you know them. But you still think it's a joke. You repeat Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 14. I know that whatsoever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it,
nor
anything taken from it.
Abantu balyoke batye mu maaso ge.
And God does it that men should fear before him. Verses 15.
Ekiriwo kyamala dde okubaawo.
That which has been is now, it was.
N'ekyo ekigenda okubaawo kyabaawo dda.
And that which is to be has already been.
Era Katonda anoonya nate ekyo.
And God requires that
ekyayita,
which is past. Now they have just come back in what passed. The fight of fighting against the Holy Spirit has not been there before
today.
In the era of Noah, the same devils, as they passed through children of men, evil mankind, they fought with it in Genesis. As they increased on this world, as you see today,
this
is what it tells us in the Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6 from verse
1.
And it came to pass, began to multiply on the face of the earth. And daughters were born unto them. Verse
2.
The sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. And they took themselves wives in of all which they chose. And the
very.
And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. For he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Yes. They have ever strived before with the Holy Spirit, as you see it today.
This
world they have ever planted 5G, 6G networks before. God struck all of them with flood, destroyed them all. For even this time he's going to destroy them.
Kubanga,
because
yatugamba,
he told us
As the eras of Noah were, even the coming of Christ is to be like that. And they are fought striving with the Holy Spirit. As they'll be there, Christ will come.
Then
the world with fire and everything in it. For now he has to destroy it in that moment. It's going to have been destroyed so much. And within it, a person is a human, a goat, a cow, a human being at the same time. a frog, a rat at the same time, things like that.
COVID-19 vaccine
is to bring those troubles. As they connive with powers of darkness that in the midst. You're going to turn into a monster if you don't run to the side of God.
networks
surrounded you everywhere which will enable you to become into a monster easily.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we finish off today, according that in the Matthew 24, verse 37 up to
39,
he warned us that in the coming back of our Lord Jesus,
it
will be like it was in the era of Noah. People have fought with the Holy Spirit and they have connived with the devils. And that is what they are into now. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse
38.
For us in the days that were before the floods, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Verse
39.
And you not until the floods came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Yes.
As
days before the floods came, they were in the striving with the Holy Spirit much. And they are marrying, eating. Till Noah entered the ark and they had not understood and realized. But we call you in the ark of the final work on this planet Earth. You still remain out there. But he said, as it were, in the days of Noah, as they have
strove
with the Holy Spirit, it's the way it will be. Even the coming back of the Lord Jesus. Now when we shall come back, we are going to see of the powers of the devils, of
G,
6G, 6G, 7G networks, and above, how they fight with the invisible world, the real world, where there are four angels and the four corners of the earth, upon which they have stretched the ropes of this world, as they depress it, and the troubles to follow. You can no more grow food. Breathing will be very hard. They will even reach to sell you oxygen. And they fulfill what they acted in their film.
24.
In time also. In time. You just buy oxygen. Because according to the invisible worlds, this outer world you see, it has where it cometh from. In the original world,
invisible world.
That is the invisible world. That invisible world is where there are four angels, four pillars on the four corners of the earth, upon which they stretch the drops of this world. Those we know as imaginary lines, the longitude, latitudes, and the others. Now, in planting masts of 5G, they move on, fight those pillars upon which they stretch this out. Now,
the
purpose of 5G, 6G networks passing through, they are going to block these lines. The problems you are going to follow, it would be hard for you to get food in this world. You're going to eat foods they have just made.
These
plastic eggs and rice. For when they would have hidden, blocked them, the sun, it's been pushing, sending those powers out of which passes food to grow. And
it
goes on those lines. Those lines put the foods in the ground. Many things are within the real imaginary, in the real world, invisible. Those they expect, there are imaginary lines, they expect they pass there.
When you
see where the fight ends up to. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.